Blackstone Audio presents The Brothers of Baker Street by Michael Robertson. For my three brothers and for our parents. Chapter 1. London, Autumn 1997. In Mayfair, the owner of an elegant Edwardian whitestone sat down at the garden table with unusually high expectations for breakfast. It was a bright September morning, quite lovely indeed. The roses in the garden were much more fragrant than in many days or weeks past, more so than anyone could possibly understand, and there was every reason to believe that breakfast would be equally remarkable. The servant girl would bring tea and scones, for a start. The tea would be hot and dark, and would swirl together with the milk like vanilla and caramel taffy. The scones would be fresh and warm, and appropriately crumbly when broken in two, and the butter would melt into each half like rain into loose garden soil. The breakfast would be wonderful, especially so because it was no longer necessary to take the medications that accompanied it. No medications, no nausea. No medications, no mental dullness. No medications, no loss of pleasure in the ordinary, everyday elements of life. Not taking the bloody little pills was certainly the way to go. The wonder was why the servant girl still bothered bringing them at all. Several steps away in the parlour, the servant girl, a young woman who had emigrated from Russia only a few years earlier and shortened her name to Ilsa because there was a tennis star of that name and people could pronounce it, arranged a china setting on a silver serving tray, with all the breakfast components her employer was expecting. She placed the medications on the tray as well, a yellow pill for the schizophrenia, a round blue one to alleviate the depression.